Well, the last time that you went through this change of finding a new head coach, you rattled off some 11-win seasons with that team. So maybe looking for the same thing. When you're looking for this candidate, you mentioned that Chris is going to lead this charge and bring those top candidates. When those top candidates come to you, what's going to separate one from the other? What are some things that you're looking for in that head coach that's going to be the head of your team?
You know, really, what it's about is, Chris really getting tunnel visioned and drilling down and putting in those, those 17, 18-hour days and finding that pillow hard, to rest his head at night because he's thinking so hard and trying to see, what's the best for the Colts going into the future. And then I'm there for him to come, to me, and I'm there to help him. Just it's like, listen, talk to me, tell me what you're thinking. I've been everything. I've been a ball boy to a general manager. I was a general manager at 24. I was an owner at 36. And so, come and talk to me so I can do anything I can to help you. If you're if you have any misconceptions, if you're overthinking something, if you're missing something, I'm there to be a safety net, if you will. In the end, again, encouraging, stay with your intuition, stay with your gut feeling, stay with your intuitive aspects. And when he comes down to saying, okay, Mr. Say, this is our guy, then me rubber stamping it and saying, I think you've gone through everything that you need to go through, and you've really have done a great job in your process, and now you've come to the answer that I can't help but to rubber stamp and agree with.